But, you know, this gives you the idea of what kind of a producer Mr. Gordon was, that things like this could happen.
But in any event, the performance was a success.
The performance was a tremendous success. And Milo was so impressed, and his wife, who was an actress herself, that Mrs. Lenormand was a very famous poet of the time.
Yes.
She said she would translate it, she wanted to translate it into French. And Madeleine Milhaud said that she would coach the actors. And they were just overwhelmed with it. It was beautiful. And I must say that Hugo Haas too had a lot to do with it, because he gave it the most moving, marvelous performance of Job. And also his wife was played by an actress, again I forgot the name, but the program will have it, which was a famous actress in the Reinhardt Ensemble. And she just was Deborah. It wasn't playing anymore. It was really this kind of performance where there was a complete identification between the actor and his part.
Yes.
So the thing was very, very impressive. And Eric, too, was so taken that he decided to make an opera out of it. And since Hans Kafka was living with us, it was an easy thing, and he adapted the thing as Eric had wanted it from day to day. And Eric did the first movement, the whole first movement. No, not quite. Part of it. Part of it he did. But by then it was August. And the dark clouds were gathering, you know, already.
Yes.
And you could see that the war might break out any minute. And in the meantime, we had to go through an ordeal of daily appearing at every 4 weeks. We had to appear at the French magistrate.
Oh, yes.
And Milo had done us a great service, and he knew, of course, everybody there, and he had given us a letter from the Minister of the Interior of France, Sarraud was his name, to give these Adonis's étrangers ce qu'il veut. To give these foreigners what they want, you know. So they, we got the very, very highly treasured, you know, permission to stay in Paris. Almost everybody was sent away, you know. For instance, Eric's older brother was sent to Marseille. And for many people, this resulted in death, because in many of these outlying places like Nizza, you know, Nice. And Marseille, and so there were American consuls who were not very good people, and who would sell legitimate visas for money. And then the people who had the right to these visas didn't get them, and they postponed and postponed until it was after, you know, the war broke out, and they never got out of France, and many of them perished through this. And fortunately, in Paris was a marvelous man, and whom I really should include in my daily prayers. And he was immediately, though we didn't have money or anything, was very friendly to us and said, you are the kind of people we want to have. And he advised us and said, in the meantime, we had written to this man, to the plumber, again and again, to send us the necessary papers that you needed for a regular affidavit, like the tax, and he never answered anymore. And afterwards I found out why. And so he said, you don't need that. Do you have a relative in America? And we had a faraway cousin, uncle, you know, second generation. And in the meantime, my oldest brother-in-law, Eric's oldest brother, had already arrived in America and went to this relative. And he was good enough to send these affidavits. though he had himself a family that mm-hmm. he had R, and we were already number 7 and 8, and it was really worthless mm-hmm. to think, but the council was so nice that he accepted it. It was within the law, he could, by law, accept the relatives.